don't get too close, Jake. I get a little... Yeah, exactly. Could, you want to... You know what? Watch what you ask for, Nikki. Seriously.
All righty, we are joined at the Media Center by Jack Beckman, who drove to a 3.835 at 334.98 miles per hour in his Infinite Hero Foundation Dodge Charger RT in Q2 as he chases his second number one qualifier this year and second in a row. So you feeling like that consistency is there now?
Yeah, I think in the summertime we found it for the hot racetracks, and we won Englishtown, we run it up at Bristol, and we won Norwalk on back-to-back-to-back weekends. And then we decided to park that car. And it was worn out. I think it was a prudent decision. We put it upstairs. We're not ready to kick it to show car status yet, but we knew we had a good, solid backup car. Unloaded the new one, tested Monday at Norwalk. And it took us a little while, but we got a pretty good handle on it as well. And if you look at, 4 or 5 months ago, I think it'd be a fair statement to say in good conditions, we were probably not a top three car. And I think that we are now a top three car no matter what the conditions are. I'm really satisfied. I wish we had six more races to go, but that is what it is.
Yeah, you made that really good
lap. Raise your hand again, Jake. Seriously.
I'm not going to do it. Okay. You made that really good lap.
Phil, do you have a question then?
You had a really good lap testing in Indy, obviously, in conditions that were very, very good, very cool. What was it that took you to get to be doing it now in conditions that
Happened? It's funny because a lot of times the drivers, a lot of us started off as mechanics, and then there's some drivers that never worked on the car. I started off as a mechanic, and now they won't let me work on the car. I think I have a pretty good idea on theory on that, but a lot of times we're really not that privy to the nuances of what the crew chiefs are doing. They are digging in so deep into the timing box and the clutch flows and always trying some stuff. And frankly, I think sometimes they don't want to tell us. They're afraid maybe we'd say something up here we weren't supposed to say. We went with the six disc. We had run it at the finals here last year with Jimmy Prock, and that car either set low ET or didn't go 5 feet. So when the crew all went up back to John Forces, Medlin stayed with us, we knew the six disc was the direction that we wanted to head, but we started from scratch with that. So it just took a lot of runs. And remember, it wasn't just the clutch that was new. Except for Medlin, nobody else on that team except the guy holding the steering wheel had been there the year before. We didn't even know how to turn the computers on up in the crew chief lounge because Medlin's got his own area downstairs. So we needed to get a bunch of data. And there's no way to do that except go to a bunch of different racetracks, be smart about it, and then once you develop that database, as the season goes on, you've got a starting point to go back to and say, okay, we think this will get us where we need to be. We stumbled first run here. It's nobody's fault. Pomona's an odd racetrack. You run here twice a year. Now, we run two national events here, but nothing else goes down the racetrack. In fact, it's a access for the parking lot for the LA County Fair. It's kind of sacrilegious when I watch all these passenger cars driving on. So the fact they come out here and prep this for a national event is mind-blowing that we can run as good as we do. But we don't really have a lot of fallback data for it. And a lot of times, by the time November rolls around, it is not the same tune-up we ran here in February. So the short answer to your question, Jake, is we picked and we picked and we picked, and we made good, intelligent decisions.
And you're still running to six-disc clutch.
Six-disc clutch, yeah. Right now, the only funny car that is not running a six-disc clutch, because Make-A-Wish put one in Monday after Vegas, ran well, and left it in for here. The only one says Napa on the side of it. Make what you want out of that. That car's been stellar the last 2 years. The six disc gives you a wider tuning window once you sort it out. They're really finicky for the first 20 feet of the racetrack, though.
I remember when you were first struggling.
Yeah. Yeah, well, everybody, you know, changing something that major in the car is always going to create a learning curve. But the six disc, for whatever reason, because you now have more authority over the drive shaft. In other words, you have more surface area transferring torque. So when you add that extra disc, you got to back everything off in the clutch levers and the weights to compensate for that. Well, you back it off too far and you're too slow. You don't back it up enough, they don't go 3 feet. Finding that balance. So you design different clutch levers that work on different radiuses, and the stuff just, it's rocket science. That's why they let me drive, because I can't figure that stuff out, okay?
Do you still think you have a pretty good shot at number one? I mean,
now, Lewis does not need to raise his hand, okay?
Is that a seniority thing?
Yeah, exactly. A shot at number one?
I mean, winning the title.
Well, if Caps and Height got in a bar fight tonight, and NHRA find them 100 points each, we'd be right back in the thick of this. No, we're not going to catch them, because the reality is Caps is already qualified. Height's still got to make a run officially to qualify him. There's no points for a national record anymore. Long dramatic pause. So what's going to be up for grabs is 120 points on Sunday. We're further than that behind right now. I'm not a mathematician, Lewis, but you do the numbers.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
But there's something else.
Did you see Rick raise his hand?
So could you catch him if there's 150 of them available on Sunday? Because that's what there is.
Well, but there's not. Once you're quiet, yeah.
Because it's points and a half.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did somebody flip a coin and we've decided to do double points at this race now? Hold on. Long pause. Just want to let that sink in a minute. Yes.
Not double yet.
No race should be points and a half. I didn't say that out loud, did I?
We're going to find you.
Yeah. Now, will that be points or points and a half?
That's been a long point of discussion. What? The points and a half.
Pause.
Honey, do long pauses work at our house? Yeah. Some of hers last for hours.
If not days.
And I can only get away with that because the camera's on me right now. There's a camera somewhere, isn't there?
Somewhere.
Okay.
Do you like it when it comes down to this event and there's four of you guys that can still,
No, it's no fun not being in the championship. We're not. It's caps or it's hype. It's not fun to come here. Hagen and I did a Lincoln Electric appearance together at the SEMA show. And we were talking to the crowd there and he made the comment that you want to be in the bottom of the ninth with two runners on and two outs, and you're next to bat. You dream of, and you grow up hoping that one day I'll be in that situation. So it's really anticlimactic to come out here without a shot at it. And that being said, is the reason we don't have a shot at it, that Napa car has been phenomenal all year, and that Auto Club car, once Proc figured out that clutch deal, just came on like gangbusters. We stumbled right out of the gate in the countdown at Charlotte, and we just never caught up. We've got a great car. Sometimes you just can't control what that car in the other lane does.
Don't you wish you could?
Yeah, if you can get me the remote control. We thought Caps had a shoot deployment device for the car in the other lane at Maple Grove. I wanted to buy one of those. No, it's tough. I mean, our sport, with the exception of four wide, you either win or you lose. And if you win, it just gives you the right to go on and do it again, then again, then again. And at the end of the day, there's a bunch of people that have lost. NASCAR, when they interview them at the end of the race, the fifth place person is usually ecstatic and says, man, another top five finish. You'll never see a drag racer lose second round and get out of their car and go, awesome weekend, another top five finish for my team. It's just not the way our sport works. And I love that about the sport. It's all or it's nothing, except the four wide. It can be all in a little.
All righty. Thank you, Jack.
Okay, guys. Go back.